for us, and it's demoralizing for them. You know, so for us, that's something that we want to continue moving forward. We definitely need to have those turnovers, put our offense in a good field position, and be able to score. So they did a great job today of putting points on the board early and allowing us to kind of pin our ears back and get after them. But this was a great team win for us.
Like a lot of motion during the national anthem. We didn't know what you guys were going to do. You guys were clearly all on the same page there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what it's about. You know, when you come in this locker room, we love each other, man. I mean, this is a football team, and I'm sure you'll find it in locker rooms across the league. Guys love each other. This is a brotherhood. This is a family. I mean, we spend more time with each other than we do our own families during the season. So, you know, I say all the time that if the outside world would, you know, be able to let things go and really be able to, you know, come together like we do in NFL locker rooms, the world would be a different place.
Did anybody talk about wanting to do something other than what you guys ended up doing, or did it just never come up?
You know, I don't think it ever came up. I think for us, it was about our team. It was about showing the solidarity, and I think it was about showing a unified front and making sure that everybody knew that we are a brotherhood.
Ryan, this obviously, players protesting during the anthem or showing some sign of solidarity during the anthem has been going on for a while. What made today the moment where you guys decided to do it?
Well, I think there's a lot of comments that are going outside the football facilities, and I think, you know, we were able to stand up and make a big time statement today with what we did. You know, it was one of those deals that we wanted to show people that we are a unified front, and I think that's what brought it on.